Lord, you know our hearts and our minds. You know our pains and our weariness. We gather together here asking you to surround us with your life-changing presence. Thank you for loving each of us and for calling us to walk with you. Open our hearts to hear your words this morning. Father, we ask that you be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. Before I jump into the sermon this morning, I wanted to backtrack a little bit and talk about the road to Emmaus. That is the story that happened just before this sermon that I will be sharing with you today. On the road to Emmaus, Jesus had run into two disciples, and they did not know who Jesus was. And they were depressed and disillusioned, and they were on the road on the afternoon of the resurrection. And the disciples thought that Jesus was a pilgrim who must have seen the death of Jesus occur. And during the walk, Jesus remained ignorant about the events of the past few days. He listened intently to their discussion. The disciples tell them of their shattered hopes and dreams for Jesus, the prophet, who through his great and mighty works and preaching was to redeem Israel. The concept of redemption for these disciples and for many other Jews meant that conquering all-powerful Messiah would come and lead them to freedom. Their idea of redemption had been decimated by the death of Jesus on the cross. They also believed that the woman's story of Jesus' resurrection was simply of idle talk. And Jesus, still a stranger to these disciples, proceeded to explain through the scriptures that the fulfillment of the expectation of the people of God for a Messiah had been accomplished. It had been accomplished through the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Upon arriving at Emmaus, the disciples welcomed the stranger, who has now become the companion on the journey. They welcome him to stay and prepare to spend the night with them. Jesus remains and takes bread and gives thanks and breaks it and gives it to them. It is at this moment that the scriptures have been explained to them that their hearts burn. They are transformed and they realize their companion is the risen Jesus Christ. It is this message of faith, nourished by Jesus, by living bread, that many believers take from this narrative. Believers are sustained by faith in Jesus that burns in their hearts. Another universal message for believers that death does not put an end to one's life. However, the essence of this passage is that the Messiah must suffer and die before he enters glory. And this explains the death of Jesus, the Messiah, was in keeping with God's purpose. We're going to be looking at Luke 24, starting at verses 35 and 36. Luke 24, verse 35. Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. And while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They had been in an upper room, hiding away with the door locked. When the two disciples were sharing about Jesus, he appeared and said, "Peace be with you." The risen Jesus appeared in the midst of his disciples. The locked door was behind him, showing that his body was somewhat different. The disciples were filled with joy and wonder and belief, and some had troubling doubts still. Oh, how thankful most of them had been to hear Jesus say, "Peace be with you." Jesus was not a ghost standing there in the doorway. He himself was resurrected. It was reality. He was standing before them. Jesus had himself discussed their troubled hearts and with all of them, and he invited them to look at his hands and his feet. And there were the scars from the nails. Peace be with you is a pronouncement of well-being and wholesomeness. It means you can be at peace from your past. Jesus helps you to get past your past. You see, none of us is perfect. We've all dealt with things in our past that we need to stop resonating on and stop kicking ourselves over. We can move on, and Jesus is the way to move on. Peace be with you took on a new meaning now that Jesus was risen. Moving on to verse 37. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Well, Jesus showed his flesh and bones and the scars that remained. They were scars by the crimes of that the crimes of humanity had bestowed upon him. Jesus was removing all the doubts and fears, sharing that his body was in a transformed state, but he was still the same body. He was sharing that he had defeated death. The disciples were so filled with joy, and yet they were wondering if this whole scene was just too good to be true. Let's look at verse 41. And while they did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and took it and he ate it in their presence. They gave him a piece of broiled fish. Kind of like having a picnic, right? And he ate in front of them. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you, that everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." He eats in their presence. He listens to them. In most of his resurrection appearances, Jesus had eaten with his disciples. It is good to eat together and to share together. He wants them to know that he is the same Jesus that ate with them in the past. This also provides more evidence that he was not a ghost. He was truly there. All that had happened was all that he said would happen. He was reminding them of the prophecies that were said. And Jesus reminded them who he was. Verse 45, he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. The light bulb went on, right? They were gaining an understanding. They were living an understanding of Jesus' love for them. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Stay here until you recognize God's words and what Jesus is going to be doing. Stay here until you understand and your heart is filled with faith. Continue to let your mind take in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and his love for this world. The disciples needed to understand and accept that everything that had happened was absolutely necessary. so that Jesus Christ would become our risen Savior. It was all in God's redemptive plan. It was happening then, but it is for us as well. The witnesses of the risen Christ were now given directions to carry on preaching to all nations. The disciples' minds were opened to a total understanding of all the events, and they were told what, where, and how to preach in the name of Jesus Christ. What a blessing that Jesus is teaching them how to teach about Jesus, how to preach. Pastor David Guzik shares that to preach in Jesus' name means to preach it under his orders, to preach it on his authority, to preach it knowing that repentance and remission of sin come by the virtue of his name, and refusing to preach it in our own name. We don't preach about Jesus to glorify ourselves. We preach it so that others' minds may be open to his love and his grace. The disciples understood the scriptures at a different level after witnessing the suffering. They witnessed his suffering, they witnessed his death, and they witnessed the resurrection. They were to bear witness to truth and share the facts when witnessing. And they recognized the prophet's writings were fulfilled. The need to know the Old Testament and share the prophecies along with the New Testament. They became assured of the promise of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would empower them. Have we been praying for the Holy Spirit to empower us from our hearts? Are we empowered by the Holy Spirit? Because that's a gift we all have. The presence of Jesus brought peace to the disciples as it does for us. His presence will cast out fear. We don't need to live in fear. We have peace knowing that Jesus is with us always. Jesus reveals his love for his Father and the need for him to be in his Father's house. I'd love to march up and down this road and knock on doors and say, hey, come and join us. You need to be in the Father's house. We need to be here. We need him. We need each other. Luke 24, verse 50. When we had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken into heaven. And then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Can you imagine the joy that they shared together? Experiencing all of that and learning so much more. They were together sharing and preaching. Jesus blessed his disciples. Well, he blesses us. He blesses us with the power from on high, the Holy Spirit. Jesus had ascended into heaven where he continues to bless this world. We look at this world and get nervous and scared and wonder why. We need to look at this world and pray that Jesus is helping those who have afflictions, those who aren't doing well, that hearts can be opened to see there is peace with Jesus. Theologian Morgan writes about this passage, nothing but blessing had ever come from those hands, the hands of Jesus. But now Jesus stands as high as the high priest over his people to bless them. Thus he remains until he comes again, his hands uplifted and his lips pronouncing the blessedness of his own. We are his people. Acts 1:3 reveals that Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days after his resurrection and after he had prepared the disciples for his leaving. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. The joy the disciples knew, the joy that was beset upon them, was because they were believers. They returned to Jerusalem to honor the Jews and bring them the gospel first. How important was it for them to allow the Jewish people to hear the news first? They were honoring them by going to Jerusalem first. The disciples continuously worshiped Jesus, knowing, recognizing that he is the true God. And they shared with everyone that Jesus had risen from the dead. They had seen his wounds. They had eaten with him. They had prayed with him. They had studied with him. And they went on to live as public followers of Jesus Christ, not hiding their love for Christ. I love that final gesture that from Jesus to the disciples, to the believers, that he left them blessing them with his hands raised. The disciples had sinned. They had become frightened. They had given up hope. They were scared. And yet Jesus had blessed each one of them. He did not leave them alone. He did not leave them unsupported. In the Word of God, the word of God has been carried to the remotest corners of this earth. Amazing. Amazingly wonderful. God bless the people who are still traveling to the remote corners. God bless the people who are sitting here and preaching to others about Jesus. Repentance and forgiveness are proclaimed in his name to all nations. It is because Jesus was carried up into heaven that we have been offered God's love and grace. Be sure that you have asked him into your hearts. Be sure that you are with other Christians. Be sure to spend time in prayer this week. Find someone to talk to about Jesus. Maybe they don't know about him. Let us pray. Father God, our prayer today is that our minds will be open to know and live your word in the power of the Holy Spirit. Be with each one of us this week. Keep us safe. Allow those who are not doing well to be healed. In all the things that we do, Lord God, may they be things that only glorify you. In your precious name, amen.